This is the Talk Show America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. Just a lot going on this April 7th, folks, 2011. It's a Thursday. Just unbelievable, folks. As we said, it just keeps going on and on and on. The situation in Libya, obviously, still going on. The disaster in Japan, still a concern for many of us, especially the nuclear reactors right now that are still they're still trying to work on them, still trying to get them cooled down and shut down. And of course, there's radiation that's being pumped into the sea, radioactive water, which is raising some concerns, folks, for people, and it's understandably so. Obviously, that's not something that we'd want to see. It's and no radiation is good radiation, folks. As well. So I mean, it's definitely something that should be should be concerned about. But still, no reason to panic yet. They've actually let some of these Japanese kids go back to school. Which is probably a good sign, that at least the levels are safe enough for them to be able to do that. There's still concerns over the reactor, still concern over the problems that they may be facing. But the Japanese people seem to be able to take it in stride and move on. The unfortunate thing is, folks, the rest of the world, especially this country, the West out here, we seem to be more hell-bent on, the panic, sky is falling, running around mode. While the Japanese people seem to be taking it in stride and doing what they can to rebuild the northeast sector of their country. We should take a few tips from them. That's for sure. But a UN expert, folks, recently said that he does not see any long-term impact from these reactors and the leaking radiation and any long-term health impacts. Of course, anytime the UN, someone from the UN, the useless nations, folks, says anything, I start to think maybe we do have something to worry about, where before I was thinking that we, although it's something that you want to see happening, certainly, where the danger was minimal to us. But after listening to the UN, that UN expert, I should rethink that, considering that he's saying that, there shouldn't be any long-term health impact effects from this. But a lot of scientists and doctors are saying this as well, folks. No doubt about the fact that there's some radiation in it. It's a problem, but not something that we should have to be overly concerned about at this point in time. So, it'll remain to be seen how that goes. And of course, you know what's going on in Libya. We're still over there supporting the rebels, folks. Of course, you know last week the president signed an order allowing secret operations to be going on in there. Everybody seems to think that's okay. No one seems to think that that's going to be a problem. Just unbelievable. And recently, the president and Hillary Clinton trying to make it sound as if Congress was briefed on this, which they were not. Folks, there was something that was brought to Congress's attention that had nothing to do with this action that was brought in. There was supposed to be a humanitarian deal where we were bringing in kind of like relief supplies and stuff. And then Obama later on, along with Clinton, turns it into what we see going on in Libya now. So just amazing, folks, indeed, that, it's the time we live in, all kinds of stuff going on, and we'll have to keep an eye on it, find out what's going on in the near future. It looks as though maybe Gaddafi might want to try to negotiate some way out of there, which would be a good deal if that happens. As I said, if we're not going to get Gaddafi out of there, then why are we wasting our time even being in there? So all of these things are coming about, so we'll have to keep an eye on them and see what's going on from there. So we're not going to talk too much about that stuff today because there's a couple other things I wanted to get to here on the show, you know, because there's some other things that we wanted to talk about in our own government right now, folks. Looming is is a possible government shutdown. And, of course, all the fear mongers are out there telling you folks how people aren't going to get paid. The government will shut down all essential services, defense, all this stuff. Nobody will get paid. Soldiers won't get paid. People won't get their Social Security checks, blah, 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 on down the line. And again, this is continually what you're going to hear from the Democrats and the liberals who want to do the fear mongering. But nothing could be further from the truth, folks. And that's the case. If the government does shut down, because obviously these people aren't going to be negotiate with a settlement that where it would stop, and hopefully maybe they will, the Republicans and Democrats. If the government should shut down, essential services will still run, and that's the key that you have to realize. Essential services will not be cut off. Any essential personnel will still be in place, still be getting paid, and that's all well and good. Social Security checks won't disappear, folks. If you're on the Social Security rolls, the Medicaid rolls, or whatever, you'll still receive your benefits or your check. That will not stop. Although, and like I said, this is the fear mongering that's always used by the left and by the Democrats to try to scare everybody into we have to keep paying this outrageous budget that we do, and keep borrowing money and keep putting us into deficit spending so that we can maintain the status quo. Well, it's just not true, folks. If the government does shut down, again, essential services will still run. That's the whole point. It's the non-essential services that will not, until the shutdown is over, and they come up with some type of budget deal. It's as simple as that. And it's a good thing, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because we need to wake up to the fact that this government is bloviated just too big for running this country. We've made it into this monstrosity that it is. We have, because all these entitlement programs. People can't do anything by themselves anymore without having a government official basically telling them how to do it. Believe me, I know this on my job all the time. We get calls, in the police department for things, folks, that you should be able to do yourself, that have almost many times absolutely nothing to do with law enforcement whatsoever, or safety or security. What we've become, a nation of these people. I just use the police department as an example. We've become a nation of people who cannot do anything unless the government basically tells us how to do it, or we can call somebody from the government that'll tell us how to do it, or assist us with it, or whatever. And it's just, this is why we have gotten so bloviated in this country. Because we continue to go down this path where we need the government to do everything for us. And it's time to get out of that rut, folks. And we're not going to get out of that rut by continuing down the same path we have been for years, for decades, folks, decades. No doubt about it. We're not going to get out of that rut until we start realizing we are spending too much money on these programs. And many of them basically, essentially, are not needed. Or there's a lot of corruption going on in some of these programs, welfare, things of that nature, where we have to eliminate that. Eliminate the corruption, eliminate the duplicity. We've talked about this before. The GAO talked about how much duplicity there is in the U.S. government, how much duplicity it is that there's agencies doing things that other agencies are doing. They're all duplicating their efforts, and we're paying for that. That has to stop. The only way we're going to stop it, folks, is to stop funding it. It's as simple as that, because otherwise it's not going to stop. It won't. They'll continue to do this as long as they can, and we'll basically have no say in the matter. It's that simple. Whether people want to believe it's that simple or not, it's true. We have to stop spending this money. We have to stop paying for it, and we have to sit down, go over the budget like you would do in your house, you know, obviously your household budget's a lot smaller, but it's basically the same idea. If you start spending way too much money and you're borrowing money to pay your bills, you have to sit back and say, hey, we got to do something here. So then you got to sit down, go over your budget, eliminate the things that you do not need to be paying, or in any duplicitous things that you may be using that you don't need to pay. It's as simple as that, folks. The problem is we've allowed the government and the bureaucrats to try to tell us that it's complicated, and it's not that easy. Well, you know, I get people that email me that every day, folks. Well, Jay, you don't understand. It's not that easy. Well, number one, folks, I was a government official, a local government official, but I was an elected official. A selectman in a town, and yes, in our town, and yes, I do know. Okay. Much smaller scale, no doubt about it, but I do know. It's because we look at this as a large-scale operation, the U.S. government, it is a large-scale operation per se, there's no doubt about that, because it's bloviated so bad, but we look at it that way and figure, well, it's something that's just so far out of control and so complicated and such a conglomerate that we can't deal with it, and there's nothing we can do, it's impossible. I get emails from people every day now that are telling me basically that they're going to give up, that they've just had it, that we're fighting a no-win battle here, we're spinning our wheels, because neither the Republicans or the Democrats are going to change this. Well, folks, it's not up to a Republican or a Democrat to change it. It is up to us, you and me, Mr. and Mrs. America. It's up to us to change it. It's up to us to stand forth and say, we will not continue to pay this. We will not. We're paying the bills here. We're paying the bills with our taxes. We will not continue to pay this outrageous bill for this government that's bloviated, and for the most part, there's a lot of services that aren't needed. And it's time to say that. I mean, entitlement days are over, folks. You know, I mean, the unemployment went down the other day to, 8.8%. And everybody, you know, I mean, the White House and the left, they're all giddy and running around the mainstream news media like this is the happiest day of their lives. Like there's no unemployment. Well, 8.8%, folks, certainly is better than 10.8 or 10.5 or whatever. But still, 8.8% is not great news. And the problem with this is, what types of jobs are they, number one, if there are even any more jobs in the first place? Because don't forget, as people get off the unemployment rolls, in other words, their unemployment has run out and they're not eligible for any more, folks, what happens is they're just dropped from the rolls. So their name no longer appears there. So what does it look like? Well, we have less unemployment. I think that you probably can say that unemployment has gone down, to a point where at 8.8%, I doubt that it's down to that. I really doubt it. The unemployment rate is still probably right around 10% or 9.5 or so percent if you look at the numbers realistically. I mean, and let's face it, folks. I mean, is it better news? Yeah. And should we say, okay, well, you know, maybe things are starting to get a little bit better? Sure. But jobs are still scarce out there, folks, number one. Very scarce indeed. And, you know, even if we get people back to work, and even if the economy turns around, folks, to where we start to recovery builds up and it gains steam and we come back to full recovery, we should still be looking to eliminate the unneeded spending of the United States government over things that just, you know, we need to trim the budget and keep it that way. Why are we paying for things we don't need? Why are we paying duplicitous programs? It's ridiculous and it's uncalled for. And again, as I talked about in a couple of shows before, with the oil situation that we have, you know, the energy situation we have, where we're relying on a dependence on foreign oil, and of course with the Middle East in an uproar over there, the cost of oil is rising. It could be up to $120 a barrel soon, which is going to just send the cost soaring again up into the $4 range and more. We should have been drilling here in our own country, folks, both offshore and shale and things of that nature, years ago, so that when this time came, we would no longer have this problem. You know, all this talk, you know, and I got emails again the other day after I said this. Well, Jay, you don't understand. You know, even if we start drilling tomorrow, we're not going to see anything for 5 to 10 years. I know that, folks. But that's the problem. What's going to happen is this situation finally evolves away, and everything starts coming back down to a calmer time, if it ever does, and we better hope it does. And the oil prices start dropping again. We're all going to start forgetting about drill here, drill now. We're all going to start forgetting about we have to do more domestic production. We're all going to and refining, and we're all going to sit back and say, here we go again. We get lulled into a false sense of security, folks, lulled to sleep because the economy's going well, people are working for the most part, and the oil prices are back down, and we go about our merry way until the next time this happens again, and it will. We have to be prepared for that now. We should be drilling here, drilling now, not so much to worry about changing the cost of fuel now, because it's probably not going to have a big impact on it, although... In the past, when we've talked about that, some of the OPEC nations have dropped the price because they realize that we're going to start relying on our own oil sooner or later. But it just lulls us into a false sense of security, and we start going back to business as usual, and here the oil prices are up there again. Of course, a lot to do with the calamity over there, no doubt about that. But irregardless, folks, the oil speculators have much to do with this, have much to do with how this oil price goes. And they're just as much to blame as the calamity is, because they continue to drive the price upwards as well, because hey, it's profit in their pockets. So we have to start drilling domestically here now to be able to take care of our needs later. And it's the same thing with the government. Okay, if we get back to, like I said, the economy, levels off, everything starts looking good, we still should be cutting spending where it's not needed. We still should be eliminating things in our government that we do not need to pay for. Number one, to reduce people's taxes, which is a good thing. And number two, obviously, we can level off so we don't have deficit spending and we don't owe trillions of dollars. Hundreds of trillions. It's just ridiculous, folks. We have got to, we don't want to get to that point, and we will someday. I mean, we have got to stop that. Just like we have to start drilling here and drilling now to eliminate any other problems we may have later on with oil prices from OPEC in the future. Never mind what's going on today. We should have been doing this 20 or 30 years ago. All right, we'll be right back, folks, after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show. So don't go away, because we'll return in a moment.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-545-4460 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-545-4460. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-545-4460. That's 800-545-4460. Again, 800-545-4460.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. At one time, I probably could call myself the Lone Ranger here on Internet Talk Radio, but that's no longer the case, folks. There are tons of them out here all over the place, and I'm talking about the little guys. I'm not talking about Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and guys like that. I'm talking about us little guys out here. When I first started back in 2001, there was very few of us online doing conservative talk radio, at least, you know, the small guys like us. I am very thankful for the opportunity, folks, and I thank all of you, my loyal listeners, who have followed me through the years, I really, really appreciate it very much indeed. It's a great honor to still be on the air here in, actually, technically it's already been 10 years, but in November, folks, when I officially got the Talk Show America website and all of that, that's when we started doing this, realistically, all the time. And it'll be 10 years in November of 2001. And I want to thank all of you. And we're going to do something special when that time, around that time, when it comes, and we'll let you know what it's going to be, and we'll let you all participate in the celebration. But 10 years, I am so humbled, folks, that people have listened to my little show here for 10 years. Some of you have been here that long, some of you a little less, but nonetheless, you're still considered to be valuable listeners to the show and participants. Okay. All right. So, as I said before, folks, before the break, and you know what we were talking about today was obviously the looming government shutdown and how every like I said, the left and some of the Democrats are trying to make it sound like it's it's going to be Armageddon, it's going to be the end of the world. It just won't be, folks. Government shutdown just means basically non-essential in tasks and personnel. Doesn't mean essential things. That's for sure. So don't worry about that. I mean, and if it comes to pass, it comes to pass. As I said, something needs to be done to wake up these people into understanding that we cannot continue to spend money the way we are in this government, and to be a bloviated budget, useless programs, duplicitous on top of it. We cannot have these things anymore. We can't afford them. Even if the economy levels out, even if unemployment drops, we still need to be doing this because we don't want to be in this situation again in 5, 10, or 15 years. We want to be financially solvent, folks. Right now, the U.S. is basically financially insolvent. We owe more money. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we owe, and just the interest in things alone is just outrageous. So we're going to have to get back to some solid budget proposals. Paul Ryan has produced a budget proposal that talks about cutting over $6 trillion in a number of years, folks, which is great news. And And it's definitely, there probably could be more, but at least that's something that's taking a big bite out of it. Obama, of course, only wanted to propose $1 trillion in the same period. We need to get rid of the spending as much as possible, folks. And we'll have to see what happens with Ryan's budget, and where whether or not we have a government shutdown. If we do, we do. And as I said, it's a clear message that needs to be sent that the American taxpayers are no longer going to sustain this outrageous and bloviated government. It's as simple as that. Okay, so we want to make sure that we got that out. Folks, I wanted to talk a little bit today about a poll that came out recently, which kind of reflects exactly what we're already saying. The Rasmussen polls, as you know, one of the best polling sources around. Scott Rasmussen and his crew do a great job, and they're very accurate on their polling for the most part. And I like to use them as references whenever I can. A recent poll came out here, folks, a couple of recent polls, but one of the most important that I wanted to talk about. One of the polls that came out, though, the same week, and I want to just touch on a little bit before I get to this poll of 48% of the people in the country, folks, say their views are closer to Tea Party views than to Congress's. And we'll talk about that, but I just wanted to make a note of this. Also in the same week, Rasmussen found out that 64% of the American people say they are overtaxed. They are overtaxed. Of course, the political class, your senators and things of this nature, disagree. So 64% of the American people feel they're overtaxed, and I would have to agree with them. Another poll that came out this week, 57% of the American people say they're okay with a government shutdown, even if it to a government shutdown, if it leads to deeper budget cuts. In other words, they agree to shutting down the government if we can cut the budget more. Absolutely, folks, and that's what it's meant to do. But anyway, let's get to the so those are some things that are good news in the polls. One more, maybe I should mention while I'm at it here, is 50% now favor drilling in Anwar to reduce foreign oil dependence. Absolutely, it won't happen overnight, though, folks. Again, we have to remember that, but we have to start somewhere to start waning us off dependence of foreign oil. It's as simple as that. So let's get to this part, the main poll that I wanted to talk about, folks, here, because these are the views of the American people. 48% say their views are closer to the Tea Party's views than to Congress's. Now, that's huge, folks, because we know all we hear from Barack Obama and some of these other people is that, the Tea Party people, nobody agrees with them. They're just, they're flash in the pan. They're a bunch of nuts. They'll go away. It'll be done in a while. Folks, this half the country feels like this. Now, some people might say only 48%, Jay. I mean, that doesn't sound good, although it is, it's a little under half. The other half must think that they don't agree. Well, it's not true, folks, okay? In the poll, they say 48% of the people surveyed said, they were likely U.S. voters, said that when it comes to the major issue facing the country, their views are closer to the average Tea Party member as opposed to the average member of Congress. Now, here's where it gets tricky, folks, because you would think, okay, that means 52% don't agree with us. Well, that's not true, folks. Here's the deal. Here's how it's cut down. Just 22%, folks, just 22% say their views are closest to those of Congress. Only 22%. Here's where the big thing comes. You'd think, okay, what happened to the other 30%? Well, this is what happened to them, folks. Even more, 30% just aren't sure. In other words, 30% don't have a clue. I mean, what's going on? I mean, that's the sad thing. Now, this poll really shows little change from a survey done in March of last year. Now, that's significant, folks, because in a year, basically, it stayed the same. About half of America still says their views are closer to the Tea Party than to Congress. And really, if you look at the fact that 22% of the people are the only ones that say they're not they agree with Congress. So if there's 30% that aren't sure what's going on. I mean, so they could go either way. So even if you gave half to the 22% and half to us, it would be the majority would say their views are closer to Tea Party, to the Tea Party than to Congress. Hence what I'm talking about, folks, with the budget and how we want to stop, outrageous budget spending and control the spending of the government. That's where it's coming from. And this poll shows it. Now, the poll went on to say 49% of voters think the Tea Party movement is good for the country. That's consistent with findings from last May. Now, 26% disagree and say the grassroots small government movement is bad for America. 16% don't have a clue, folks, as usual. But 49%, almost half the country, 49% of voters think the Tea Party movement is good for the country, as I said. So, it goes on to say 45% say the average Tea Party member has a better understanding of the problems that the country faces today than the average congressman. That figure is down 7 points from a year ago. Still, today, only 31% think the average congressman has a better understanding. 23%, again, don't have a clue. I mean, I love when we get to the don't have a clue factor. It's just amazing indeed, folks. It really is. It continues to boggle my mind that how people cannot have a clue at this point in time. Now, one-third of voters continue to have ties to the Tea Party movement. One-third of voters, folks. That includes 22% who say themselves are members, and 12% more who say they have friends or family who are members. Those findings haven't budged from the end of December. 52% say they have no links to the Tea Party, but 14% again have no clue. How can you not have a clue whether they have a link to them or not? It's just amazing, folks. it's unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable indeed. 44% of the Republicans say they are members of the Tea Party, which we know is true, with another 8% who have family members or friends who are in that group. 67% of Democrats say they have no ties to the group. 78% of Republicans and 54% of voters not affiliated with either major political party say the movement is good for the country. It's a plurality. 48% of Democrats see it as bad for the country, of course, folks. 69% of GOP voters and 62% of unaffiliated voters say their views about the major issues facing the country are closer to those of the average Tea Party member. But among voters of Obama's party, only 37% say their views are closer to the average member of Congress, while 47% of those people haven't got a clue, folks. Most Democrats, 54%, think the average member of Congress has a better understanding of the problems America faces today. 72% of Republicans and 51% of unaffiliated voters have more confidence in the understanding of the average Tea Party member. There's a familiar sharp divide between the mainstream political class voters, folks, of course. 59% of those in the mainstream think the Tea Party is good for America. 69% of political class think it's a bad thing. But then 38% of Main Street voters are either Tea Party members or have a family member or a friend who belongs to the movement. 94% of those in the political class have no ties to the Tea Party at all. There you have it, folks. There's one more stat here. 41% of all voters think the Tea Party will play a bigger role in the 2012 campaigns than it did in 2010, while 30% expect it to be the same. 21% don't have a clue. So what else is new? All right, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages here in the Talk Show America show, so don't go away, because we will return in a moment.
Down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Attention, business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-545-4460 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-545-4460. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-545-4460. That's 800-545-4460. Again, 800-545-4460.
So here's to all the soldiers fighting for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue, and I can live my life in peace, thanks to you. So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
And yes, you are, folks. And JR here with you again. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, of course, we appreciate our brave men and women who fight for our freedoms every single day across the globe. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers. And please remember to go to americasupportyou.mil, where you can go up there, folks, and send a message to the troops. You don't have to know a soldier. You can send them to all the soldiers, any soldier. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for fighting for our freedoms, your sacrifices. Folks, it takes but a moment to do this, and it just lets the troops know that we have not forgotten about them with all this turmoil going on in the world, never mind just the country, but obviously in this country too, under the abomination, all the things that are going on, that we have not forgot about them, and that we still support them in their mission, and that we wish them safe return and success in the mission, obviously, and they are the people that can get it done. There's no doubt about that. All right. We're gonna move on here, folks, a little bit because I wanted to. We talked about the Tea Party. We talked about this, you know, how their views are closer to most about half of the country's views are closer to the Tea Party than they are to Congress, which is good news. We talked about that, folks, and of course, I wanted to talk a little bit about this controversy going on with Pastor Terry Jones, folks, down in Florida there, who. Recently burned a Koran at a ceremony, and of course this was supposedly set off some big protest in Afghanistan where they killed 12 workers of the UN there, things of that nature, and blamed this on Pastor Jones, saying because he was burning the Koran, blah 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 blah, and down the line nothing could be further from the truth, folks, in regards to these people that in Afghanistan that did this, the Taliban and whoever else, folks, they do these things all the time anyway. It has nothing to do with the burning of the Koran. Now, do I think that Pastor Jones should have burned the Koran? Do I think that, you know, maybe he should have understood that, you know, we have people in harm's way over in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in other Muslim countries? Do I think that that should have happened? No, I don't think he should have done it. But it's not up to me to tell him he can't do it, folks. He has a right to free speech. He has a right to burn that Koran. There's nothing we can do about it, nothing we can say. We can say we don't like it. We can say, hey, it's not a good idea. You can have General Petraeus, who did come forth and say that, you know, of course, he's not condoning it. He's obviously going against it. But, I mean, you know, I mean, we have to do those things, to be politically correct. But, no, I don't, you know, I agree with them saying that it wasn't a good idea and it shouldn't have happened and they shouldn't have done it. But he did it, and nobody can stop him from doing it, and there was no crime involved here. And, you know, the problem that I have, folks, is right away you had, again, the knee-jerk reaction from guess who? Of course, the Congress. Senator Reid, of course, you know, Harry Reid, what else is new? You know, we're going to look into this. We're going to see what we can do. You can't do anything. Stay out of it, okay? There's nothing that the U.S. Senate can do. And here we go again, wasting taxpayers' money to what? To suppress free speech? This is ridiculous. And then, of course, you'd expect this from Harry Reid. You really would. But I wouldn't expect it from a rhino. And here comes Lindsey Graham with his statement of, you know, there ought to be something we can do about this. We can't allow this to go on. In other words, another senator wants to suppress free speech. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And again, we get the knee-jerk reactions from these idiots. There's no other word for it. You know, I'm so tired of these people. Every single time something happens, they have a knee-jerk reaction to it. They could have condemned it. They could have said they didn't agree with it. They could have said we don't think that was a good idea. But again, with that, you add on an addendum of, but it's free speech in this country, and there's little we can do about it. Bibles are burned in this country by other people. You know, flags, things of that nature. Hey, nobody's happy about those things. Well, some people aren't happy about those things, but there's little we can do to the people that do that because of the fact that it's an expression of their free speech. But see, it always comes down to this. When we're talking about the Koran, now we have to start trying to get politically correct. Well, we can't, folks, because if we're not going to be able to burn the Koran, then you're not going to be able to burn the Bible. You shouldn't be able to burn the flag. And let's go on and on down the line. Now, as long as that Koran belonged to Pastor Jones and didn't belong to someone who could complain that he burned it, there's been no crime that's committed here. You know, had he taken a Koran away from, some person that had it in their hands and threw it down and burned it, you would have, theft and destruction of property. But that's all you'd have. But again, we get the knee-jerk reaction from the senators here. Right away, Harry Reid, we're going to see what we can do about this. Never mind, you know, you want to condemn it, that's fine. You want to say you don't agree with it, that's fine. But you want to turn around and say, we're going to try to do something about it. This is another problem. Again, we're going back to, you know, to the knee-jerk reaction BS that we hear every time something happens. It was like when Representative Giffords was shot. You know, right away we got a Republican say we're going to make a law that says that no one can be within 1,000 feet of a politician with a firearm. You know, well, all well and good, folks, except that the people that are going to use firearms to commit crimes could care less about that 1,000-foot rule. This isn't somebody that goes along, comes along, hey, I've got my gun on for self-defense of my family or myself, and I'm going to have listen to Representative Giffords speak, and then suddenly, I don't like what she says, so I'm going to go up and shoot her. It doesn't, it's just, this was that was a planned thing, folks. You're not going to stop that with laws like this. It's just ridiculous. But this is what they do. And now, we have the Koran burning. And of course, you know, now everybody wants to be heard, you know, as, oh, I'm on the good guy's side here. And, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, well, that's not right that you burned that Koran. And look at you caused people to be killed. And look at this, you know, we've got to do something about this. We've got to change this law. We have to come up with a law that says you can't burn the Koran. You know, and I'm sure they'd make it that you can't burn any religious book. But again, we're interfering with free speech, folks. And it just continues. They just continue to go on. They're not listening to us. They're not. It's as simple as that. These people feel they're going to do whatever they want, you know. And then I get more emails. And then I get more emails from people saying, "Jay, I'm giving up because nothing we say or do is making a difference." Well, it is, folks. Believe me, it is. But when you see things like this, I agree to somewhat of an extent that it surely doesn't look like it. I mean, this is freedom of speech. You could say, you know, and I'll say it right here and right now. I don't particularly agree with what Pastor Jones did. But Pastor Jones has a right to do it if that's what he wants to do. Do I think that right now it could incite, the enemy? Sure. And, yeah, it's something that I do say that, hey, we should try to be careful. But if someone does it, folks, it's their right. They don't agree with the Koran, it's their right to burn it. If they don't agree with the Koran, it's their right to say they don't. It's their right to say if they think it's the work of Satan or whatever, it's their right to say it. Political correctness in this country is destroying us. And if we continue to allow these lawmakers to think that they can come in and make some law that infringes upon your rights to free speech, how long do you think it's going to be before it's not only going to be about the Koran, it'll be about just about anything that you can't say anything? Well, you can't say anything about that. I mean, we already have hate crime laws in this country, and most of them, folks, are enforced upon things that people say, not the things that people do. Not on the destruction of property. Not on on assault. I mean, it's not. They have that too. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are things that happen that way, and we have to enforce it. But most of it is about what people say. What people call someone might call someone a name, or someone might say something that, you know, well, I don't like Muslims, or I don't like blacks, or I don't like gays or whatever. And many times people are charged with hate crimes just for saying those things, but yet never carrying out an action. So in a lot of ways, it's already been eroded. And it's going to get eroded worse if we allow these clowns in the Senate to decide they're going to come up with some law that says you can't burn the Koran, or you can't burn this, or you can't burn that, and that's it. As I said, I don't necessarily agree with what Pastor Jones did. I certainly agree with General Petraeus, that it could incite some problems for our soldiers, but they're fighting a war, folks. So they should be ready for that stuff like that. But he did it, and it's done. And for any of our senators or congressmen in this country to suggest that now we should come up with some type of law that'll stop this from happening next time is just utter ridiculous nonsense. But we continue down this path. We continue down the path of knee-jerk reactions anytime something happens. The knee-jerk reaction when the tsunami hit Japan and the nuclear reactors were having a problem right away. It's, you know, we've got to shut down we've got to shut down any nuke construction. There's no nuke construction going on in this country. We have to make a moratorium. We haven't built a nuclear plant in 20 years. There's plans on the table. Those have been there for almost 10. Plans, nothing else. Yet right away, whoa, we have to do something about this. And all this knee-jerk reaction stuff, folks. And it's all for what? It's all to pay lip service to the public. Look what I'm doing. Look at me. I'm keeping my eye on the ball, and I'm keeping the issues, in what I'm doing. And I know that, you know, we're going to have to do something about this. It's totally ridiculous, folks. And it's uncalled for. All right, we'll be right back. We're a little bit late for a break. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. Okay, as I was saying, folks, and as I am trying to say, I'm tired of this knee-jerk reaction stuff from Congress every time some event happens in this country and in Afghanistan or Iraq or something. The bottom line is Pastor Jones burned the Quran. I don't personally agree with it because I figured it would cause some kind of problem, some kind of protest. But the bottom line is he has a right to do it, folks, and that's it. And it wasn't, I don't think it was something he did to incite a riot. I think it was something he did to send a message. But regardless of that fact, whether it was a good idea or not, it is his right under the Constitution, under the First Amendment, of free speech. And when we start infringing that, folks, we already have, but I mean, I'm talking about if we start going on to now types of things of can't burn this, you can't do that, we're going to have big problems in this country. We are. It's just going to take away our rights to free speech slowly but surely, and that's all happening. We are going to have to start making an effort to watch what's going on and what's being passed in this country for laws that are supposed to protect us. All right. I just wanted to go over this study real fast, folks, which is, it's kind of dovetails into this. A new study on hate crimes in America, folks, debunks Muslim victimization. The Center for Security Policy released a revised edition of a groundbreaking study, Religious Bias Crimes 2008 to 2009, and it basically debunks the myth of a growing trend in Muslim victimization based on FBI statistics reported annually in the Uniform Crimes Reporting Program. The center's study contradicts the assertion that religious bias crimes against Muslims has increased and that the alleged cause is widespread Islamophobia in America. In fact, the study shows, folks, that religious bias crimes, also known as hate crimes, against Muslim Americans measured by the categories of incidents, offenses, or victims, have remained relatively low with a downtrend since 2001 and are significantly less than the numbers of bias crimes against Jewish victims. The center's study also contradicts the assumption of increased hate crimes against Muslims, which has been asserted by Senator Richard Dick the Turban Durbin, folks, Democrat from Illinois, Senate Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on the Constitution, and it is the topic of hearing studies being held just recently. Printed copies of the study were delivered to each member of the U.S. Senate recently. It was in the morning of this article, but I think this article is a couple of days old. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks, what we listen to every day, you know, and all the propaganda we listen to, where the Muslims are being victimized and Islamophobia is increasing in this country, and that's why they're being victimized. It already shows, folks, that that's just definitely not true. The study debunks it. And I'm going to put this up on the blog when I have a chance, folks, so that you'll be able to see that and be able to, view the study for yourself. But it certainly shows and disproves Muslims are being victimized more since this term Islamophobia came around, and you know, since all this, you know, since the 2000 and since 2000 and in 2001 it actually went down, when you think probably it would have went up. So it's just amazing, folks, indeed. But you know, this is what we're spoon fed by the media all the time. All right, that's all the time I have for today on the show here, folks. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate it very much indeed. Catch you next week. Have a great day. Stay safe.